Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Undiscovered Worlds. I am Ryan. That over there is Maria. Guys, today's topic is all about Disney. And I have to admit, I did not know which way I wanted this video to go. I feel like we should have kind of made like five different videos because I could do one on Disneyland, one on Disney World, one on the company, one on the person. There's a lot of Disney stuff out there that's fun. Mar, what was your experience with it?
I felt the same way and I realized that I know nothing. Like absolutely nothing. And then I was like, should I focus on Kissimmee? Should I focus on Anaheim? Which I found out recently that's where Disney.
You guys watched the previous video. Maria did not know that Disneyland was in Anaheim. I know it was one of our quiz questions at the end of one of our episodes.
So they're all Mighty Ducks.
Yes. It was Duck Fact video over on Wild Chats. That's right. We do trivia at the end, guys, for the crowd, and then Maria tries to answer, and I asked her what professional sports team was named after a duck, and then we got to Mighty Ducks, but she had no idea that was Disney, much less in Anaheim. It was hilarious. You guys should go check it out. You want to kick us off with this video, Mar, with where you just did decide to go with it?
Well, as you've noticed, if you've been watching several of our videos or even within the two channels, I will always go for animals. So my first fact that I found to be incredible was that they actually have a cat infestation. Well, not really. Actually, what they do is they literally release the krakens of cats, release cats to catch mice and other vermin to keep the place actually really, really clean. And it's a nice way to not use chemicals and to not have some random critter passed out in the middle of a walkway with children. So cats are used for that purpose and they have the cat houses nicely hidden. So next time you go to Disney, see if you can find Disney the cat house.
It's Disneyland, right?
Disneyland.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I see they tried to do it at Disney World and they'd just be like, unfortunately, crocodile snacks and stuff. So I just, you know, I think the differentiation is important.
Thank you. I don't know if they do it in Paris or any other parts.
Okay. All right. I like history stuff, guys. I decided to go with a little bit of history. I thought it was interesting that when Walt Disney won the Oscar for Snow White, they actually gave him one full-size Oscar and then like seven miniature ones for all the dwarfs. I mean, whoever's making the statues already knows who's going to win then. It's like, well, clearly Disney won because why would we be making seven tiny statues?
But unless they were given after the fact. Oh, facto, because they usually don't know who's going to win it.
Okay.
Or at least, who knows? Well, I'm not an expert.
Yeah, whoever made the statues would have to know. Well, one of the categories, Walt Disney must be winning for Snow White. But then again, without social media, it's not like you get all these leaks like you do for Marvel, where like one person accidentally says one thing and it's like all over social media in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
I didn't know, or perhaps you guys did, that WALL-E, actually the name of the movie, the robot WALL-E, was named after Walt Disney.
That makes
WALL-E,
sense.
WALL-E, pardon?
That makes sense, kind of. I never connected those.
WALL-E is a modified version of his full name, which is Walter Elias Disney. So WALL-E.
Okay.
I thought that was so cool.
I'm going to go with, where did it go? I had it. I had it for 2 seconds, and then I lost it. Oh, it was a really good one, too. It was about pirates and talking, and now I can't find it. I'm going to find it later. Oh, there we go. So, guys, if you don't know, basically we pick a topic and we scour the internet for all the stuff that we find interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And we put it in our Word document. So when you see us looking off camera, we're looking at our Word document because, unfortunately, we're not going to memorize all the facts of every video as we go along. I was never good at memorizing lines to begin with. I would not torture myself or you here. So, let's see. 17th and 18th century speaking pirates probably did not talk like we think they talk. They probably talk just like normal sailors of the day. And the phrases that we think of now that we consider pirate talk actually comes from the 1950s Disney movie Treasure Island. So the characters in that movie spoke that way. And for some reason between the 50s to now, it became all pirates spoke that way. So sometimes we, reality, what we think is true is all based off of one thing that just keeps getting spun out over time. And pirate talk is a great example.
Because a pirate's life for me.
Oh, you could have done that. Or you could have gone with, are you kidding me?
Are you serious about that?
Yes. You could have gone that way too.
You are right. So speaking of hidden things or obvious things, when they were constructing Disneyland, they were asking what the workers wanted to have as a kind of a recreation time when they had time off and they wanted to take a break. What did they want to build inside the Matterhorn? And what they actually ended up doing is they selected to have a secret basketball court so that whenever they wanted a break, they'll just go throw some hoops inside the Matterhorn.
And I saw this in some kind of like behind the scenes thing. It's actually not a full court. It's kind of just a hoop in an area where they can shoot. So that's one of the myths also that can be busted is there's not an actual basketball court in the Matterhorn. It's just a hoop in their kind of break area. So they would have something to kind of play around.
Hey, but they have a hoop and you can play teams in the same hoop. Whatever works. That's pretty good.
Hey, Mar, in the after show, try to remind me. I'm going to have you tell me what a Spanish pirate would sound like if he's trying to roll his R's and say R at the same time. But I'll have you try that impersonation on the after show. Just remind me. I really want to hear what this might sound like.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's just, I'm just saying, I'm selling it really strongly. This is going to be bad.
That's fine. We preempted everybody for if it's bad, but I would still try to hear an impersonation of a Latin speaking pirate with rolling his R's for a word. That'd be hilarious. Okay. Walt Disney actually gave his housekeeper Disney stock each year for the holidays. And you guys could probably guess she died a multimillionaire because Disney stock just took off. And it was his housekeeper from before the parks, before all that kind of stuff when he was just getting going. So she's rich. Well, she was rich, most likely.
Her family.
Yes.
I actually have a story with him and his wife.
Okay.
When Disney was trying to, do a drawing and select the representative of this Disney brand, they were riding a train back from a very unsuccessful business meeting, which was, rarely an uncommon occurrence at the time for Walt. His wife, her name was Lily, and this is in the 1920s. He began sketching a cartoon mouse, and he called it Mortimer Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a guess on what she thought? What she thought about the name of this mouse?
It was her brother's name, and she loved it.
She actually, he showed her the cartoon, and he said, "Oh, this is Mortimer," and she's like, "No, that name is too pompous. I suggest something to cut it down." Sure. So actually, she cut it down to Mickey. So instead of Mortimer, it became Mickey.
Okay. I did not know that was a nickname for Mortimer. There's so many nicknames back then that just don't sound like the name they're from, like Robert and Bob.
Mickey Mouse sounds way more approachable than Mortimer. Of course.
But I would never have guessed if somebody's like, what's the short version of Mortimer? I'd be like, Morty? Morty? Okay.
And actually what was interesting is that Mortimer actually became a rival to Mickey's rival 10 years later.
I just find it interesting. He was actually like afraid of mice, and that's the character he picked. Like Walt Disney was afraid of mice.
He was?
Yeah, that became one of his main characters. I thought this was interesting because if you guys have ever been to Disney, they don't want you to know it, but they keep an eye on everything really closely between like characters in disguise and undercover people and cameras and everything else. But apparently in 2013, somebody managed to film a movie called Escape from Tomorrow in Disney World. And they filmed the entire movie on cell phones with scripts and everything. This wasn't just a for fun movie. And they filmed the entire thing without Disney ever knowing about it.
Wow. Maybe some spy gear going on there.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I mean, they were reading scripts off of their cell phones. I don't know. It was 2013, so they had to have been using real cameras of some sort, because cell phone cameras wouldn't have been good enough to film a movie on. And I mean, now you could do it for sure, but then I don't think so. I thought that was pretty impressive, actually.
It's also interesting if when he talks about perception, so being able to see something. So if you ever go to the Cinderella's fountain, they actually say that it looks different depending on how high you are. So the taller you are, the taller you are, it looks like she's sad and she's just looking down and she's pretty sad. And kids, because she's lower, she's smiling. So depending on like she looks sad, she looks smiling. So it's the same face, but and I thought that was really cool.
No, Disney's known for that. There's like little Mickeys hidden all over Disney. Like even in horseshoe designs of like a pile of horseshoes, there'll be like a Mickey hidden within the horseshoes. There it's on like wallpaper, like they hide Mickeys everywhere. So they like to play with hidden images and perspective images and all that other really cool
Easter
stuff.
Eggs.
Yeah, basically. I didn't get to tell the story at the beginning, guys, but I moved to Anaheim when I was about 16. So I owned an annual pass to Disneyland and California Adventures for several years. So I have a lot of firsthand Disney knowledge. So that's where that one came from. So Disney was so eager to persuade Robin Williams, like they knew that he was the guy they wanted, even as they were writing it, to do the voice of the genie in Aladdin, that before they even approached him, they animated the genie doing one of his performances, like one of Robin Williams' famous comedy performances from his album Reality. And he was so impressed, he immediately accepted the role. And he actually, let's see, he only made $75,000 for voicing the genie in Aladdin, which went to gross over $200 million domestically. So Disney later sent him a Picasso painting as a way of thanking him for his work. I find it funny. That's the guy they wanted. They went through the effort to animate the genie doing one of his comedy routines, but then they only paid him $75,000. Disney was known for being a little bit chintzy too, so that almost kind of doesn't surprise me.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you watch the Mary Poppins thing, what was that movie? Tom Hanks played Disney, and it was all about the making of Mary Poppins. Something or other. But they kind of convey it in there too.
Robbins? No, that was the other one.
No, I can't think of the name of it. You guys can help us out in the comments. I'm sure everybody out there knows it. It's nowhere near the word you would think it'd be. But he was known for wanting tight control over a little bit like Marvel is now. Like Kevin Feige oversees everything and the connections and the pieces. He doesn't like completely control everything, but he has a large say because everything needs to connect and he wants it the way he wants it. Disney was very much the same way.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about your experience in Anaheim. I want to talk to you about my experience in Florida.
Okay.
When I went, my favorite, of all the parks, besides Disney, of course, is Animal Kingdom. And of course, because I like animals. And what I found interesting, and I didn't notice, like guys, I didn't notice this. So this was fascinating to me, is if you go to Animal Kingdom, you see this gigantic tree. It's called the Tree of Life. And was built around an old oil ring. So it could withstand the Florida hurricanes. We have horrible hurricanes here in Florida. So there is an old ranking Animal Kingdom rig, and it's 14 story high oil rig. And the engineers that created the tree found that oil rigs can withstand hurricanes really well. And it was just a perfect structure to leave there and use it.
Yeah, they used the backbone of it because it already had the support to withstand hurricanes from before the park was even there. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Fascinating. I just love when the ingenuity, like you just don't destroy everything to start anew. You use what you have and go with it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you guys check out the Halloween video, we discussed, is there an age that people should not really be allowed to trick or treat anymore? Disney kind of took this same idea. So basically, there's a rule that kids love dressing up as their favorite Disney character. There's actually an age limit. Most people don't know this. And if you're over 14 years old, you cannot wear a costume in Disney. And it's not to be, there's a very practical reason. Because if you're over that age and you're wearing a costume, people were starting to think that they were employees. And Disney very much wants to represent themselves in a certain way. So somebody is 16 wearing a Cinderella outfit and does something they're not supposed to do or doesn't represent the park the way that they think it should be represented, people were assuming they were employees. So they put an age gap on it. So they are clearly children wearing costumes, not possibly employees of the park.
What I do love about Disney, we went to Disney Springs, which is the outside of the parks. It's a big, big walking mall, basically. Mm-hmm. Outdoor mall with activities and things to do. And they have Legos and dinosaurs everywhere. But what I loved about what they did is they actually have, in the Disney store, they have outfits and you can actually get makeup and be a princess. Well, we took my cousin there, and she was young at that time, but she has autism. She's a big, big kid. You know, she was older than 16. So she's a big child. And I love that they had her size. So she was able to feel like a princess when she was older than 16, but she's a child in heart.
Yeah.
And it was just so, her face was so perfect. It was just so perfect.
Nice.
Because it was exactly what we wanted. We wanted her to feel very special.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. I think you're up, Mar.
I am.
That was a personal story.
You're right. I actually thought this was awesome. I think Epcot Center is more for adults, in my opinion, Epcot. But I didn't know.
I've only been there once.
It's so much fun, guys.
Hmm.
Epcot is different countries, and you travel to all these different continents and explore a little bit of the culture and the flavor of each nation. But Epcot actually means, the abbreviation actually means Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. So Epcot was designed to be a city of the future that Walt Disney designed, and it was divided into different worlds, the future world and the world showcase. And it was designed to be a model community of homes with residents. It was designed to be, and you can still see the diorama of how they were designed. If you go to the People Mover ride, you actually will get to see what his vision actually was.
Yeah, they have photos on the side of it. Because Epcot itself, when I think of it, is the ball, not the lands. I've been to the lands, as I told in the past. Like, my favorite food I've ever eaten was actually at the Italian restaurant in that area. But when I think Epcot, I think the ball itself, and I don't even know if I went inside of it. So I think that might be why I'm not recalling it. But, and that's what you're referencing, is that land that he was building and that idea and everything is all within Epcot, because that's all about the future. And like you said, then outside of it, they have the other lands around the world.
It's so worth it, guys.
If you guys haven't been in Disney World, they actually break it up into separate parks with like separate entrances and everything like that. So not everybody knows that if they haven't been there. Let's see. You want to take a guess how many babies have been born at Disneyland as of 2012? This is an old number, but, and guys, we usually do this at the end of the show, but I'm throwing one in the middle. We're going to do a little trivia fun here. How many babies have been born at Disneyland as of 2012?
Never even occurred to me somebody will be born at Disneyland. I'm going to say, since its conception in the 20s, I'm going to say 110, maybe
25. No, like four.
Oh, okay.
Not that many people that are close to labor are going to go to Disneyland. I'm assuming most of these were kind of like unexpected early outings. And they probably was their second or third kid, obviously, because they were probably taking their first kid to Disneyland.
It was the baby moon.
Was in July 4th, 1979. And baby Teresa was presented with Disneyland birth certificate number 1 by Mickey Mouse.
How adorable. She's our age now, basically.
Born, yeah. Mm-hmm. So shout out Teresa if you're watching the video.
Late happy birthday to you.
really late happy birthday to you. We can get your 0.5 birthday. We'll get your whatever and a half birthday. Then we're pretty close.
So you were actually talking about birth certificates. So if you actually want a quote unquote death certificate, you actually could go to the Haunted Mansion and go get one.
Okay. And then I can show that to the government and then get another fake ID and then no. Okay. No.
Sure. Right. Not a hack. Hashtag not a hack.
Not a hack. No. I don't have any more information on this, and I wish I did, but I'm just going to put it out there. And if you guys have some more background story, you feel free to write it in the comments. But Doritos apparently were invented at Disneyland. And I knew if I'd researched further, I would go down a rabbit hole that I would not get out of for at least an hour. And I had too many things to do that day. So I didn't get enough time to research.
How cheesy.
That, to me, is one of the good things that happened at Disneyland in its history. But there's a couple other bad things that have happened at Disneyland throughout its history. Most people know that Richard Nixon's famous I'm not a crook speech actually took place at Disneyland. And John Lennon signed his paperwork that finally disbanded the Beatles in 1974 while staying at the Walt Disney World Polynesian Resort Hotel. It's a hotel resort.
Wow.
Now, if good you don't like the Beatles, things. That could have been a good thing. I guess it just depends on your musical preferences. Whether that
let it be, let it be.
Okay.
Are you serious? So actually, there is a hidden wedding ring embedded in a concrete at the Haunted Mansion. I have a lot of Haunted Mansion things. I don't know why. So I'm going to mix them really quickly. I said that it belongs to the hanging bride you see in this stretching room and the attic scenes on the ride.
Okay.
And on your way there, on your way to the Haunted Mansion, you will notice that all the lawns are perfectly manicured until you get to the lawn at the Haunted Mansion. So pay attention to these things. Pay attention. Look for the ring embedded in the concrete. So when you're walking in line, but before you get there, look at the lawn, because what they want to do is left it to grow and die naturally because it matches the mood of the agey and old.
Yeah.
So pay attention to those things when you go next time.
And I didn't look, but I read something, and don't quote me because it's not on my sheet, but I guess on the side of the building, which very few people see, you kind of have to like be up against the fence and intentionally looking at the side of the building. But that's actually a pet cemetery over there.
Wow.
But it's, you know, and the names on the headstones of all the people were the people that created the ride. If you actually look at the headstones, there's names. It's part of the creators of the ride, the original creators of the original ride, because most of them have been revamped several times since then. For the Haunted Mansions, but
I tell you, there, like you said, too many hidden things. Love it.
Well, like I said, I used to go there a lot, so a lot of this is more coming just from like I know Disneyland pretty well. Let's see. I always thought this was interesting. So Disney World is actually the largest private consumer of fireworks, which there's a distinction that can be made between fireworks and explosives, but. If you read some, basically the second only to the U.S. military. But I don't think the U.S. military buys more fireworks than Disney World. So I think that might have supposed to have said explosives, because I've read other facts that I can't see the U.S. military using fireworks for very many things, where Disney World, Disneyland, all those, they do a nightly show. And the cool thing is the nightly shows are actually very environmentally conscious. They don't use gunpowder when they light off the fireworks. It's actually compressed air. And I don't know why everybody doesn't do it, because the compressed air, you're actually able to control the fireworks better. And if you've ever seen a fireworks show at Disneyland or Disney World, you know how intricate they are. They're very timed out. They make certain shapes and they've got Mickey heads and all this other stuff. In order to accomplish all that, it has to be sequenced very finely, not just like, oh, let's just let a bunch of stuff off and wherever it pops, people can look at it. So they use compressed air, but it's also very much more environmentally friendly Which always made me wonder why everybody doesn't just do it that way.
Probably because it's more expensive and you need to be trained. I'm making it up. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It will make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have something really cute that I found. In the 1980s, there was a Soviet astronomer, Lyudmila Karashkina, and I'm so sorry I butcher her name. Lyudmila actually discovered a minor planet and named it after Walt Disney. The planet is called 4017 Disneya.
Oh, I was like, that's not sounding very much like Disney. Okay, that got better at
Disneya,
the end.
Disneya. Disneya.
Hmm? Okay, so if you guys have ever been to Disneyland, they definitely try to set a mood. They try to set an environment, not only by the things that you're seeing, though, also by the things that you're smelling. There's actually tubes, especially on Main Street, but actually throughout the park by the different rides and stuff that are putting out certain scents. And that way that smell kind of combines with what you're seeing to have more of kind of almost like a 4D experience because you're getting the smell also. And usually they use vanilla on Main Streets, but then in the holidays during Christmas and stuff, they actually change the scent over to peppermint.
Oh, that would make me so happy.
Yeah, you combine it with all of the Christmas decorations, and that smell, you don't realize it. If you've ever been on, like, Soaring Over California or any of the Soaring Over rides, they put the pine needles and stuff. They make it very obvious during the rides that they're pumping scents in. So they just took that idea that actually came from what they normally do that they've been doing for decades on Main Streets and stuff. And then you're just like, well, let's take that smell scent and actually make it a part of the ride, not just an environmental thing. So,
and also it makes you remember different things. And going in that idea, they actually, the streets are painted different colors. Like there is actually maybe a distinctive line from one area to the next, and they paint the ground. And the reason why they do it is when you take pictures, the colors are more vivid, so the pictures come out even better. So not only do they use the sense of smell that change based on where you're at, so a warmer smell, or, you know, they have like different scents, as you were saying, but they also paint the different colors of the pavements and things like that, so that pictures come out really, really well.
All right. I want to get to a couple trivia questions before we head out of here, Maria. Is that all right?
Let's do this.
All right. So most people know that Tomorrowland was built to be the land of tomorrow.
Oh, really?
But Disney's been around for a long time. Do you want to take a guess at what year Tomorrowland and all of its rides and experiences were meant to represent?
Okay. So based on what we used to think of the 2000s, that in the 90s, we used to think the 2000s was going to be like in 100 years. And we used to sing happy birthday until the year 2000. It makes me wonder if they went until like no further than 2030 just to come up with something that felt extremely far, like 100 years from its inception, or Walt Disney's inception.
So I'm going to let Marie off the hook a little bit, guys, because I don't think she's ever been like around the original Disneyland stuff. I have. If any of you guys have, you know that the displays were more about like, oh, there's ovens that can like be self-timed. And a lot of the future stuff was like, we passed it a long, long time ago. There's a reason Tomorrowlands have been redesigned like four different times. The original Tomorrowland was meant to represent the year 1986. So we passed that long, 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 long ago. But again, these questions, guys, are more for everybody out there, not necessarily for Maria. She takes a swing at it. But here's another fun one I want to do before we head out, guys. As of 2021, 13 of the original rides from Disneyland's opening in 1955 are still in operation. Can you guys take a guess? I'll run down the list, and we'll actually put the list in the in a social post for you guys, either here on YouTube on the community tab or in on Patreon. But do you want to take a guess at some of the rides? Maria, I'll just send you the list. You don't have to write anything down. I'll send you the list when the episode's
out. Okay, good.
What rides from 1955, the original rides, are still up and running at Disneyland?
The problem is I've never been to Disneyland, and I don't know if they're the same as in Disney World.
It's fine. This is for everybody else out there. And that's how we're going to kind of do this from now on, Mara. I want to start. I'm going to ask the audience the question, and then we'll just see what you think about it, opposed to the question
okay, good.
Geared towards you, because then you feel the pressure and you feel like you should know it. When the goal of these is really to get everybody to just enjoy and join in. And I know we're going to go over our time here, but I love this question. So we're just going to go over our time.
Really. Go for it.
So there's 13 rides, guys. I'm sure you guys came up with a few in your head. I'll give you,
you have an elevator there
to the,
oh,
the
that's only the, that elevator, the drops.
No, most of the things that are going to be in Disney World are not.
Okay.
You gotta remember, 1955, everything's changed just so much that almost none of these rides are in the other parks. Because just by the time the other parks got made, these rides were so antiquated, but they're just part of what makes Disneyland Disneyland that they just haven't got rid of them. But they're definitely not the most high-tech of the rides and stuff. All right, guys, I will give you the quick list, but Maria is going to post it in the social posts, but I want to leave you guys hanging. So rides are still there. 2021 Autopia, the car ride. I don't know if they have the at Disney World. I don't think they do. The Disneyland Railroad, which is the train that takes you all the way around the park, not the monorail, but there's mm-hmm. a train that mm-hmm. encircles the park. The Jungle Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. King Arthur's Carousel, and what a lot of people don't know is that carousel is much older than the park. They got the carousel from somewhere else. So that's one of the only things in the park that's actually older than the park itself. And the same thing at Disney World. The carousel there was gotten from somewhere else also and brought in. And they've updated the characters on the carousel, but the original carousel structure itself came from somewhere else before both parks were even created.
Probably Ringling Brothers. I'm kidding. They don't have carousels.
No, they were just like one was in like New Jersey or something like that. At a,
I was just saying that because in Florida we have the Ringling Brothers.
Gotcha.
Circus people.
The teacups or the Mad Tea Party. I don't know if they have the teacups at Disney World.
I think we do.
Okay. You guys could chime in.
I think we do.
All right. If you guys want to do this too, you guys can read the comments and then tell us which ones are at the other parks. If you've been to Paris, or there's one in Japan, I think. If you've been to the other parks, let us know which of these rides are actually in the other parks, because that's interesting to me. Mark Twain's Riverboat, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Peter Pan's Flight, Snow White's Enchanted Wish. Not the castle, though. It's a ride.
Oh, no, there's a ride. There's a ride.
Yep. Storybook Land Canal Boats. Casey Jr. Circus Train, which I think is over by It's a Small World. If I recall, most of these rides are so small and out of the way. Like I haven't even ridden most of these out of all the times I've been there. Dumbo's Flying Elephant. And then this one isn't a ride, but Main Street Cinema has actually been there. And they show movies in Main Street Cinema. If you ever go in there and you're on Main Street, you want to go inside, guys, there's actually movies playing. And then 1 year later, because they just weren't quite ready for the opening, you got Tom Sawyer's Island, Davy Crockett's Canoes, and then the Frontierland Shooting Exposition. And I had a fact about that. Apparently, the first year they were using like live ammo at the Frontier Shooting Exposition. That didn't last very long.
Nobody lasted that long.
The Matterhorn actually opened 4 years later, if you guys thought Matterhorn was one of the originals. Again, I'll have Maria post that list in the social posts and on Patreon. And then if you guys want to tell us which of these rides on the list are actually at the other parks, I'd be actually very interested to know that. I'd appreciate it. We'll put a list together. Mar, do you have any quizzes or fun things that you would like to share with us before we start?
I actually do. Before settling on their names of the seven dwarfs, can you guess the names they chose, considered? Just a couple of them, if you can come up with some of them.
I remember they were just so ridiculous, but then you think of like, they ended up being ridiculous, but since they're common knowledge, they don't seem as ridiculous as they are. One of them was,
they're so bad.
One of them was like Depressy or something like that. Like, there was like some really like, what? Oh, the original dwarf.
They're awful. They're awful.
They really are. One was like, oh.
One was actually awful.
One was awful. Oh, okay. Break it down for us, Mo. Well, let's hear everybody else in their step.
Chesty, tubby,
burpee,
deafy, hickey, wheezy, and awful.
And I think the most important question of all those names is, was hickey like a southern hick, or did he just like to leave hickeys on people's necks? I don't know which way they
were going. I don't know what they meant with this, but I thought it was hilarious.
I was kicking myself because I'm like, I've read these before, but like years and years and years ago.
Even if I had read them yesterday, I would have not remembered.
I guess that's true also. Since we're already over, Mar, are there any other fun facts you wanted to throw in before we head out?
Yeah, when they actually were constructing Magic Kingdoms in the grand opening, they were so crazy. They poured the concrete, the asphalt on Main Street like the night before, which means it hadn't really had time to settle properly. And if you know anything about pouring cement and things like that, or asphalt, even though it looks like done, still pretty not done. And we're talking about a while ago, so things have changed a ton. Well, it wasn't quite yet in the California heat. So women's high heels were actually sinking into the pavement. It wasn't asphalt. It was the pavement. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It wasn't actually people were sinking.
That whole day was kind of a mess just because scalpers actually sold fake tickets and the people at the gates didn't know what they just didn't expect it. So there actually was twice as many people that were supposed to be there for opening day. And not only did you have melting asphalt because they did the day before, but as they were building it, they realized they were up against the clock and they weren't going to get everything done. And there was some issue with the plumbers union and stuff like that, if I recall correctly. They had to make a choice between bathroom plumbing or water fountains. They clearly chose bathroom plumbing because they needed it, but they didn't realize that day was going to be one of the hottest days of the year. So they've got one of the hottest days of the year, no water fountains. That's a big part of why the asphalt didn't set is because, A, they did it the day before, but also it was so hot that it never really had an opportunity to cool regardless. That whole day, like I've read stories over the years about all the weird stuff and quirky things that happened that day. And if you guys don't know, this is kind of a side fact, but that when you're on Main Street, Walt Disney actually had an apartment on Main Street. And where his apartment was, it's on the second floor, and I forget what it's over, but the light in that apartment is always on, and it's kind of meant to symbolize Walt Disney always, his presence is kind of always in the park. And this was meant for Disneyland, obviously, and I think they might have carried it over to Disney World just as a gimmicky thing, but that really, like, they...
Well, not necessarily a gimmicky, more like carrying the respect and the spirit of their creator.
Yeah, but it just that park meant so much to him. He was there like every week. Like that, he didn't just build it as like I want to make money thing. Like he was constantly in the park all the time. And it was that important to him that they basically. And then there's a secret room in Disneyland. It's above Pirates of the Caribbean, and in Disney World, it's in the Princess Tower. And they don't rent them out, but they're actually given out for if you win contests and stuff like that. So no matter what you want to pay, you can't rent these rooms, but they're actual like apartments in those two locations. And Walt would actually stay at the one in Pirates. So he kind of had his office place above on Main Street, and then they had all these other areas. And there's actually only one place in all of Disneyland that serves alcohol. And it's like a special VIP place that you have to like, the waiting list is like years and years and years and years long.
Yeah, I read about that. Studio 33, something 33.
Yeah. And you have to pay. It's the only place in Disney that you can get alcohol. And then another trick too is they don't sell gum anywhere in Disneyland or Disney World, which was so smart. Like when he designed the park, he thought of all these little tiny things, and they don't sell gum anywhere in any of the parks, which is part of why everything's kind of clean. If you bring it with you, you can chew it. It's not like forbidden in the park, but they don't sell it. And then he designed trash cans every so often. I don't know the exact number, but it's like 30 yards or something. Mm-hmm. They did a study of how long somebody would be willing to walk with a piece of trash before they just threw it on the ground. And based on that psychological study is how far they based all the trash cans. So Disney has this image, but it has the image for a reason. They studied, how do we keep the park clean? How do we have it smell good? How do we keep the magic alive? Okay, let's not let kids over 14 dread. Like, they think about all these little things that allow you to have that experience when you're there, which I think is absolutely amazing.
And actually, one last thing that I want to add to this. They actually, a couple of years ago, removed mirrors from the bathrooms because they were actually finding that people were taking forever. The bathrooms were taking forever for people to go in. And it's because they're washing their hands, looking at their hair, especially women, or doing something. So they decided, let's get rid of all the mirrors in the bathrooms. So people just literally go in and out and be done. And they actually notice a faster pace of turnarounds.
Yeah, all that's, I mean, Disney World is actually on like the second floor. Most people don't realize that. Like, the ground level of Disney World is the underground everything where there's cars and people. That's why you never see people out of character in the wrong lands, because there's places they can go to and then go down. They're going down, but they're actually not. They didn't like dig a hole and then build the underground city.
They can't because of the water level.
Yeah. So they built the underground city and then built Disney World on top of it for all the parks. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Guys, hopefully you enjoyed the video. There's a lot more facts we wanted to share. And again, we probably could have split this up into three different videos, which we might do later. If you guys enjoyed this video and you want something like, we want more about the parks, let us know. Maybe we'll break it down, or you want more about Disney himself, or more about the movies. And we just could have done so many videos on this.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button. Or if you're catching us on a podcast, please follow us and write us a review, guys. We love reading that stuff. Really helps us. We're still kind of getting rolling. So any tips you guys might have, we appreciate. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you.